I'm very excited to have Mr. David Garfinkel on the line with us today. David is widely known as the world's greatest copywriter teacher. He's taught a tremendous number of copywriters and entrepreneurs how to write high-converting copy quickly and without struggle. Beyond that, David is an expert at showing you how to make use of what we call a swipe file and something he calls copy templates. This will allow you to take your writing to a new level of effectiveness and really speed up the process. Now, we're not talking about stealing other people's copy, but we're talking about using successful copy in an intelligent manner to turbocharge your own writing. So on today's call, David and I are going to talk about what swiping is as far as it applies to copy. We're going to discuss the upsides and the downsides of swiping, and David's going to reveal some solutions that he's come up with over the years for writing copy faster and without struggling that are sort of an evolution of swiping and that anyone can use to really ramp up their copy quickly. So, David, I want to welcome you to the call.
Thanks, Michael. It's good to be here.
David, let's start by defining what swiping is. David, in our conversation today, you said that swiping can have a real dark side and that it can actually be dangerous to the success of your sales letter. Can you explain what this dark side is that you're talking about?
How does jail sound? The problem is that if you swipe the wrong way, you break the law. So the short version is it's extremely easy to do it wrong. See, there's this thing called copyright infringement. Let me tell you a story. There was this newsletter publisher I heard of, and he's not a copywriter, but he's selling words on the page, and he used to make all of his money. He published this pharmaceutical industry newsletter, okay? And this is way before the internet. He made all of his money by finding out which people at which companies had made Xerox copies of his newsletter and then suing them for $25,000 in incident in collecting, you know, out of court. Because the copyright infringement is a serious crime. So most people do it that way. They think swiping means copy the words word for word. You can't do that. That's against the law. That can get you in trouble. When you take the words word for word, that's wrong. My friend John Carlton, look at all of his letters that are out there where people have copied them word for word. You'll see what I mean. That's bad swipe.
So tell me this. How can my listeners use swiping as a way to write their copy in letters faster and in a way that will get them better results?
Let me explain to you how it does work. The key to swiping successfully, Michael, is to understand what I call the DNA of a sales letter, to have a deep understanding of what the components of the letter are and why what you're swiping works. And it's not easy if you're going to start from scratch. In fact, it can take years to learn how to swipe a letter or even part of a letter properly. And if you don't know what you're doing, not only you can get in legal trouble like that newsletter publisher I mentioned, since you can easily go over the line from swiping to stealing, but worse than that, you'll write a letter that doesn't actually produce any sales, and if your letter doesn't produce, you're really just wasting your time.
So tell me this, how can my listeners use swiping as a way to write their copy in letters faster in a way that'll get them better results?
I've thought about this a lot, Michael. I've read through tons of letters over the years, and I found myself building a library that was actually more than just a swipe file. It was kind of evolution of a swipe file. And over time, I created what I call copywriting templates. Now, what's a template? A template is basically an example or a structure, almost like a fill-in-the-blank that you can modify and use to write great copy really quickly. The key with templates is that you don't just swipe blindly. You understand the DNA of the letter and very particularly choose what template you want to use to get the desired effect in your copy. Basically, with templates, you get the speed and the ease of writing that comes with swiping, but you also get to combine it with the benefits of experience, of knowing what to use, what not to use, how to use it, what comes after it. All of those things that come from experience. And the guidance of how to swipe correctly and properly.
Before we started this call, you and I were talking, and we decided that you were going to do something pretty cool in order to show how these copywriting templates that you've developed actually work. So you're going to actually use these templates right here on this call today to write a sales letter?
Yeah. It might seem like a bit of a tightrope walk, I admit it, but I think your listeners will get a lot out of it, and they'll learn a whole new way of addressing the blank page blues. And the fun part of it is I'm actually going to describe how I developed the process in the sales letter that you and I write together right here on the phone.
But David, how would you use your copywriting templates to write a really powerful headline quickly without having to go through all these hours of brainstorming and struggling? And how do we know we got the right one with your templates?
Good question. You know, and headline is absolutely the best place to start, because a good headline can increase your conversion by an amazing amount, but most people start their headlines just like babes in the woods, just by blindly grasping at headlines with no real guidance. Top copywriters often write dozens of headlines before settling on one. And while that's great, and if you have the time and the skill and the discernment, know how to do that, I recommend it. Sometimes in the real world, you don't have that time, especially if you're running a business or you're a for-hire copywriter and you've got a lot of different things, projects you're working on at once. Sometimes you need to get your letter done much more quickly. So what I did is I went back through 100 years of tested headlines, and I pulled out a number of universally usable headlines that could be used in many different industries. I call them headline templates. Now, this is different from swiping in that we're not just swiping a headline. We're basically breaking the headline down to its fundamental DNA and using that template to build a new, very powerful headline. Let me give you an example. There's this one famous headline that's done extremely well. It's called The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. So what makes this headline work so well is it feeds on the laziness of us all. I mean, even hardworking people want to be lazy some of the time and want to get something without really working for it. It's just human nature. But let's take it further. Let's break the headline down to its fundamental core structure. So really the template is the lazy blank, and in the blank you name your prospect, lazy man, lazy woman, lazy person, lazy copywriter, lazy prospect, way to, and then there's a blank, a condition, a goal, or an end result, something they want that you can provide for them. And I'll give you some examples. I know it's pretty abstract. So now that we have a DNA, we can use it like this. Let's say for a limo service, okay, who's the prospect for, let's say it's an executive, and what do they want to do? They want to look classy, get around town style. So we can say the lazy executive's way to get around town in style. Or for a hair salon, we could say the lazy woman's way to look like $1 million. Now, let's think about our product. We're selling the idea of writing better, writing higher quality, higher converting copy more quickly. So, looking at the DNA, we need to know our prospect. And who is our prospect? In this case, it would be someone writing copy who wants to learn to write copy more quickly. So we say the lazy copywriter's way to banish the blank page blues. How about this? The lazy copywriter's way to wealth. Or even more on the nose, the lazy copywriter's way to write cash-sucking sales letters fast. And that's just one template, the lazy blank way to blank. Another famous headline is, you don't have to be rich to retire on a guaranteed income for life. That's the basic proven headline. And the DNA, the underlying core structure, is you don't have to be blank to blank. You don't have to be what people think they need to be to get a desired result that you, as the marketer, can provide, but they thought they couldn't get. So if our target was entrepreneurs who are afraid of writing, we could say, you don't have to be a natural writer to create high-performance copy that sucks in cash like crazy. And what we're doing is breaking these successful headlines down to their core components, make them work, and then substituting in your own audience and benefits. And, of course, I've come up with a whole lot more templates, based off of many of the most successful headlines ever written.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so much easier. You don't even have to really think. Because if you think it, if you dream one up and you get it wrong and you're not using something proven, that's going to cost you. You're not going to get anyone to read the letter. For more information on David's copywriting templates, go to www.davidgarfinkeltemplates.com. So we've quickly written a headline using one of your templates. Now, one of the most important parts of your sales letter are the bullet points. In fact, a lot of top copywriters write their bullets, which are points of fascination or benefits that suck your reader in, before they write any other part of the sales promotion. So how would one who wants to write a sales letter, how would they use your copywriting template to write bullets for your sales letter?
There are templates you can use for your bullets that are based on some of the most successful ads ever created. And if you've read a lot of sales letters, you know these bullets really do come in various categories and types, but I don't know if anyone else has ever really quantified them before. So let me tell you about some of the categories of bullets, and I'll even give you some templates in those categories. One bullet template is what I call the secrets bullet. We've all seen this before. People love secrets. So it could start out in a few different ways. It could be the secrets of. It could be the secret to. It could be a secret method for. It could be the dirty little secret that so-and-so doesn't want you to know about, etc. For our example, we could say the secret method that top copywriters use to cut their writing time in half and that they don't want you to know about. Or the secret reason that some copywriters can crank out letters in hours while others struggle for weeks or months. Another bullet template is what I call the tremendous benefit bullet. And these are bullets that show the biggest bang for your buck. And again, we've seen them before. They're little things like a little known move, less than 1% of all martial artists know this one, that a 105-pound woman can easily use to deck a 300-pound man in no time flat. What's the DNA here? It's a little-known blank, less than X percent of this group knows that an unlikely person can easily use to get a big accomplishment in no time flat. So, for our product, we could say a little-known trick, less than 1% of copywriters know this one, that even a rank newbie who's never written copy before can use to create cash-sucking sales letters in no time flat. More bullet types. Here's another type of template. Exclusive quality. How-to. Very popular. How-to say goodbye to the tyranny of the blank page for good. Warning bullets. Shocking news bullets. And more. Using these templates, we could write a whole bunch of bullets very, very quickly. Actually, using bullet templates can even be a great way to brainstorm a product. Just come up with the bullets and then create a product that fulfills.
David, something that you and I have talked about quite a bit is the power of killer stories in your copy. How can one use your copywriting templates to include a powerful story in your copy?
Stories are very powerful, Michael. I totally agree with you. And stories used the right way sell like crazy. And the ability to insert a good story is the mark of a good copywriter. You know, Joseph Campbell said that we hunger for stories, and when we don't have enough stories, and you know, Joseph Campbell, he was this professor that a lot of screenwriters and filmmakers have studied. George Lucas supposedly built his whole Star Wars series on things he learned from Joseph Campbell. Stories are just amazing. What I did is I analyzed the kind of stories that I saw appearing again and again in good sales letters. There weren't that many different kinds. I found six of them, and I created story templates that people can use. These are basically story maps that you can use to create a great sales story in surprisingly little time. Here's some of the story templates. There's the Herald story to introduce a new idea. Another one is the Dissolver, to dissolve a prospect's objections. There's another kind of story called the second chance story, to show how a prospect's life will change because a product gave them a second chance after they'd failed. Right? There's the awakener story. This wakes up your prospect to a need they have. This particular group of people don't know that they need your product or they're not as totally focused on it. Then there's the ennobler story to show your prospect how noble, how special your product or your service is. So for our purposes, I think it's best to use the herald. And like I said, the herald is a story used to introduce a problem and show how you overcame it. And the idea is to get the reader to feel close to you and think, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. So what's the fundamental DNA of a herald story? It's these 6 points. Number one, this is the situation. Number two, here was the problem in that situation. Number three, here is why it was hard or impossible to solve the problem before. Then four, here's what we came up with. Five, here's how we came up with what we came up with. It makes it easier to solve the problem. And number six, here are the results people are having with this new solution. Okay? So for a templates product, how would we use this? Well, I think my own story, as in my evolution as a copywriter, is pretty good for the Herald story. Since I really did come up with this template system for myself to make my life easier so I could write more quickly. You know, I was a professional writer as a journalist, a storyteller, a reporter, but not as a copywriter. And there was a very big difference between one kind of writing and another. And the first time I wrote a good sales letter, it got amazing results, millions of dollars for my client. But writing it sucked. It was like the most unpleasant experience. It was so hard. It was like letting blood. You know, lots of people those days when I was trying to learn how to write copy, lots of people were talking about writing copy, but nobody was making it easy and fast. I wanted assistance. I did not want to keep repeating that painful experience that I'd had.
So that's, you're describing the problem right now.
Yeah, I'm in the problem, and I think I'm also talking about why it was hard or impossible to solve it. Nobody else seemed to think it could be easy. They just offered hard solutions. So I did all this research, and I realized templates was the answer. And templates are a really easy roadmap for writing a story. It's not like once upon a time there was a blank, blank, blank. It's not quite that fill in the blank. But now when I have to, I can write a great sales letter very, very quickly. I can even do it on the phone, like we're doing right now. And I'm not the only one who can do this. We've gone through all six steps. Here was the situation. Here was the problem. Here was why it was hard or impossible to solve the problem. Here's what I came up with. Here's how what I came up with makes it easier to solve the problem. And here are the results other people are having to solve this problem. And the thing about these herald stories is you want your story to be true. But once you've got this map, you find it's really easy to discover these sales stories and then just plug them in quickly into the formula.
Now, that's a big time saving right there. Just give you a roadmap template. Now, you got to make a connection with people, and they got to like you before they buy. So when you're swiping directly from a sales letter, how would you use templates to create that feeling of emotional closeness? Do you include that?
Yeah, there is a whole category of templates I have, and I call it negative optism. Now, this is not negative optimism. This is not negative opt-in. This is a word that was made up, negative optism, a new word. And I've never heard anyone else talk about this before me. Optimism is easy, but what's negative optism? Negative optism is taking the negative feelings that your prospect has and using them in a way to create empathy to the optimal degree. So basically what you want to do is show that you understand the emotional state of your customer. Now, I did a lot of research on this too and looked at a lot of sales letters and I did a lot of thinking about, okay, how are people going about doing this? How do you show that you understand how your customer is feeling? And I came up with three different templates. First one's called sympathy, second one's called shared anger, and the third one's called depression or apathy. Let's use sympathy for our letter. The purpose of the sympathy template is to show people you know how they feel. So how do people feel about writing copy? Usually frustrated. I mean, it's hard. So instead of, like, dancing around the subject or walking on eggshells, ignoring the elephant in the room, we attack it head on. We say something like this. Using the template, you come up with something like this. It's frustrating, isn't it? Sitting at the keyboard, killing your back, staring at that mocking, blinking cursor, and waiting for the words to come that will make you mountains of sales. Now, I remember when I used to have that problem. I was bankrupt and was desperately trying to climb my way out of debt. And I knew that writing a sales letter was the best way to do it. It was a scary time, but eventually I found a way to write great sales copy really quickly and to say goodbye to that mocking blank page, and I'm going to share it with you now. Okay, that's one version.
That's beautiful, because you're not a beginner copywriter who probably doesn't feel that way.
Oh, yeah. So it really does, thank you, it really does connect with people's feelings. I appreciate your saying that. Okay, so let me give you another version of this using my shared anger template. Don't worry, I'm not going to explode over the phone, but it is going to get a little raw. Here we go. Doesn't it piss you off knowing that writing a great sales letter is the fastest way to make the real money you deserve, but being completely unable to force yourself to pump out the high-performing, high-converting copy that you need? And then you'd go on, the idea is to get into the emotional state of your prospect. And it usually fits one of those three templates, Michael: sympathy or shared anger or depression.
I love it. That's great. We've covered how to use the templates to write the headlines. We've got templates for bullets. We've got templates for stories. So what are some of the offer templates, or do you have offer templates in this package?
I do. So first you have to think about what you're selling before you actually create an offer for it. And to keep it simple, I've just created three offer templates. One's a physical product offer. Second is a service offer. And the third is an information product offer template. And the language and the appeals that you will use for each one are pretty different. So today we're going to talk about the info product offer template for our info product copywriting templates. The DNA of this info product offer is, it's in five parts. Number one, summarize the most emotional version of the need for your information product that you can. Two, describe the product and all of the value that went into creating it. Three, review the key feature or features of the product. Four, review the primary benefit of the product. And five, introduce the bonuses that make the core appeal of your proposition even stronger. So, for example, with our copywriting templates product, here's a complete info product offer using the five steps I just mentioned. There's nothing more frustrating than sitting down at the computer to write copy and just not knowing where to start or what to do. And even when you do get to writing, it's often like pulling teeth and takes a really long time. Copywriting templates is a complete roadmap that will allow you to write high-converting, world-class copy without struggle and in astonishingly little time. When you purchase copywriting templates today, you'll receive in-depth audio lessons in which I explain exactly how to use these powerful templates for profitable results. A complete copywriting templates workbook with tons of examples of the templates in action and complete transcripts of each section. And a quick reference guide that you can keep right on your desk to access the templates at a moment's notice and to crank out great sales letters fast. Plus, you'll get all of these bonuses. Actually, I don't want to mention all those right yet, but you get the idea. That's how you put the offer together.
All right, what about this? Look, there's one major component of good sales letters that we've totally missed, and that's subheads. There's a concept in copywriting circles called the dual readership path, which basically says that your subheads need to tell your whole story. So a prospect should be able to read nothing but the subheads and still get the basic idea and flow of the sales letter. How would you use your templates to integrate subheadlines all through your letter?
A subhead is, and just to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about, it's a short bold-faced group of words that keeps the reader interested in reading the copy. And I love subheads. And again, like with everything else, I spent a lot of time looking at different subheads I saw out there and came up with categories like the shock subhead, the emphasis subhead, the outburst subhead, the preemption subhead, the unique aspect subhead, the intrigue subhead. And preemption subheads are great because you're preempting a question or an objection in your reader's mind. So for copywriting templates, we might have a subhead that says, what kind of results have others gotten with copywriting templates? And then answer the question with student results. Or we could have a unique aspect subhead where we would say, how copywriting templates allows you to write great copy easier than you ever have before. And then, of course, we'd follow the subhead with copy that shows how it did.
All right, let's talk about this concept, risk reversal. What's the best way to do that, and do you have templates for that?
Yeah, they're guarantee templates, basically. And there are two types of guarantees. One is a straight-up guarantee, and the other is a recap guarantee. So in the straight-up, you simply spell out the terms of the guarantee. So buy today, and I'll back your purchase up with my rock-solid guarantee. 30 days after they reach your door, take them out, listen to the audios, watch the DVDs, try the templates out, write a sales letter, write a web page, write a paragraph, write a book, write whatever you want with it. And if for any reason you don't think it's worth way more than it costs you, and you don't think it's going to make you way more than it costs you, simply send it back. I'll buy it back from you. Now, that's a straight-up guarantee. It's pretty straightforward, wouldn't you say?
That is straightforward.
Yeah, but then there's the recap guarantee, and to be perfectly frank, this one's a little sneaky. In this one, you start by urging the prospect to test your product for the claims you've already made. You recap the claims, and then you tell the prospect how to activate the guarantee. And this one says, simply order copywriting templates today, listen to the audio lessons, and put these powerful templates to work next time you write a letter. If you don't agree that you've drastically cut down the time it takes to write a great letter, and then you've eliminated the fear of the blank page, just ship the product back to me for a complete, no-questions-asked refund. I'm so confident you'll get tremendous value out of copywriting templates, like so many others had, that you'll have 30 days to return it, no questions asked, no hassle.
Out of those two guarantees, what have you found over the years to be the most powerful and effective guarantee out of those two?
Well, when there's a performance that your product is supposed to do or is supposed to empower the person to be able to do, I found the recap guarantee works better because you're promising something, you're challenging a person to actually have those results and see if they can get those results. And people start to visualize themselves cutting time out of writing a sales letter, is one example. They think, wow, I mean, how can I not try that? There's no reason not to.
I hear something. This reminds me of like the law of contrast, and we've all seen it in sales letters. So give me an example of a template that builds up the value of what you've got to sell and that kind of brings in that law of contrast into play. For more information on David's copywriting templates, go to www.davidgarfinkeltemplates.com.
That's what I call my value builder template, and basically, it has four steps. Start by showing the highest price that they would pay for the, in this case, information. Show lower prices that are real that they could pay. Then set a value for what you're offering and offer a reduced price for a limited time. So for copywriting templates, I can say students like Mike Morgan, Vin Montello, Chris Haddad, and other current clients I have that you haven't heard of yet, they pay me $25,000 a year for one-on-one mentoring. Now, if you want to see me teach these skills, you know, in a group format, that's going to cost you $2,500 or more at a seminar. And the regular price of copywriting templates, this would be $1,197. That's on the web right now. But if you act now, you can get the full package for almost $500 off. Not only that, you get it in four monthly payments of only $177. Now, it's pretty simple, but you can see how this value builder template is useful over and over and over.
No, I like the contrast. That definitely builds a value and just makes you think, what an incredible deal. So, the close. How do you close a prospect using one or two of your templates for that?
My favorite way to close a prospect is with a takeaway. You spend your time in your letter making them feel like it's there, that they have the product, and then you take it away or you make it seem scarce. And I've created a few takeaway templates that you can follow to create a real sense of longing for the product. For instance, limited quantity. I'd say, I'm only selling 20 of these, or a deadline. This special offer is only good through December 7th. Unknown availability. I don't know how long I'll have it available before I run out in inventory. Another great one is test price. I might raise the price. But for our copywriting templates letter here, we'll make it a deadline. Because deadlines have an almost magical effect on people. They really just spur action, especially when you've made them a special offer. Like I said, I'm going to offer you my copywriting templates for just $177 a month for 4 months, but only if you order by December 7th. If you order after that time has passed, then you'll pay the full $1,197 price.
At a certain point in your letter, after they've been through the headline, they've been through the story, you've built the value, you've done the bullets, and you've done everything else, your prospects probably start thinking about other options. They'll think, well, why can't I get it somewhere else? Can I find it online for free? And they'll start running through all the options in their head about other ways they can acquire and get the same results. How do you prevent that and keep them on your slippery slope of your sales letter without veering off?
Well, to solve that problem, Michael, I've created what I call the choice of one template. And the idea here is to eliminate other options until buying from me is the only choice. And the templates I use here are, there's three different versions of it. There's the sole source, where you can't get it anywhere else. There's the guru aura, where you establish the superiority of the person who created the product. And then there's the alpha offer, where you've put together a package that no one else can match. Well, for copywriting templates, let's use a simple sole source choice of one. There are many ways to write great copy, but there's simply no other place where you can learn how to write great copy so quickly to get the results and to eliminate all struggle in the writing process. This is really the only option if you want to drastically cut the time it takes to write great copy quickly.
All right, David, let me ask you about this. At the end of a letter, you see in a lot of copywriting circles or a lot of sales letters, they have the PS. So in direct mail, a lot of weight is given to this PS. I've heard maybe that the PS isn't as effective as it used to be. But I know studies have shown that after the headline, the PS is actually the most read part of the letter. How would you use a PS template to take advantage of all the attention that the PSs get?
Yeah, PSs are great because a PS is great when you have a letter or when you have a web page. People will scroll the end to look for the price, see who signed the letter, and then they'll read the PS. So they're still pretty powerful. And, yeah, you could use them a lot of different ways. The PS templates I recommend are the second headline, where you basically use your PS to loop your prospect back to the top of the letter. So, for instance, with our copywriting templates letter, we could say, give me a week, and I'll give you the ability to write copy ridiculously quickly and with no struggle. Then there's the guarantee restatement PS. So an example of that, PS, remember, copywriting templates are guaranteed for 30 days after you receive the package. Unconditional guarantee, if you don't want it, just send us a note and you can send it back. Then there's the summary PS, where you summarize your offer again. And then there's a late-breaking news PS template where you add in some powerful information. This is traditionally what a lot of people have done to increase their sales, and actually there are quite a few others. Of course, I've also created a flow template that shows you how to weave all of the different aspects of your sales letter together into one cohesive whole that actually sells. So, again, here are the templates we've used. Headline, bullets, story templates, negative optimism, offer, subheads, guarantee, value builder, that's the law of contrast one you were talking about, takeaway, choice of one, PS, and flow. As you can see, using these templates make it very easy to write a great sales letter fast. And when I came up with these templates, Michael Fortin, who wrote the first online million-dollar sales letter, Michael called them a swipe file on steroids.
We haven't given my listeners any way to get their hands on some of these templates. So what options do my listeners have to pick up some of this stuff, and how can you make these available?
Okay. Well, there are really quite a few options. One is spending hours and hours and hours digging through successful ads and pulling apart the successful DNA and then figuring out how each component works. That's what I did. You can do it the way I did it, but you really need to have a lot of copywriting experience to make the right choices, and that's a lot of work. The second option is, well, yeah, I'm going to make this available to people listening to this in the call. This is where I offer you a really good deal on the copywriting templates and a special price that I've put together just for this call. Here's the short version, then I'll explain it in detail. I'm willing to offer 20 sets of this product. That's about what we have left in the warehouse right now. And you can find out about this offer by going to www.davidgarfinkeltemplates.com. And I'll spell that for you. It's DavidGarfinkelTemplates.com, DavidGarfinkelTemplates.com. Now, let me tell you in detail what I'm offering you today. We have the templates. I've put together all the templates we talked about, plus an easy-to-use workbook that you can keep by your desk and reference at a moment's notice. Plus, I've explained exactly why and how each of the templates works, so you can always pick the right template for the right situation. I've also created a series of audio recordings in which I go into quite a bit of depth on each template category and how to use the templates for maximum profitability and speed. You also get complete transcripts of each recording, so you can reference them at your leisure, or you can review important materials whenever you want. And I'm also going to include a step-by-step DVD in which I explain how to get going fast with copywriting templates. This is the Speed of Implementation DVD that lets you hit the ground running, which I think is a pretty nice package. But that's not all, Michael. I also want to load up your listeners with some bonuses that make this a really good deal. First, you'll get two DVDs from a $5,000 head copywriting seminar. And this is a presentation I did at this seminar. In this DVD set, I'll give you some rarely heard tips on how to supercharge your copy with copywriting templates. Even experienced copywriters will learn something great from this. Early on this call, we talked about the dark side of swiping and legal implications. That's why I also want to give you a special bonus audio on how to make sure your templated copy stays on the right side of the law. I interviewed a top internet marketing lawyer, and he shares some really keen insights on how to do this the right way. You know, my friend John Carlton and I were recently talking about an old copywriter slouch. That's where copywriters tend to get a curved spine because they're all stooped over from having so much time at the keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a special training disc from a doctor who's also a copywriter that shows you how to keep your energy level high as you write copy, so maybe you can avoid the slouch. And I'll also give you an interview I did with Perry Marshall called Insider Secrets of Google AdWords.
Can you reveal what the $5,000 copywriting seminar was?
Yeah, it was not my seminar. It was Harlan Kilstein's. I did a special two-hour session where I talked about how to supercharge the emotional power of copywriting templates.
All right, let's give my listeners the full URL, the web address again, and go ahead and spell it as well after you say it.
It's DavidGarfinkelTemplates.com, and that's DavidGarfinkelTemplates.com, DavidGarfinkelTemplates.com.
Now, is this a physical package that's going to be sent in the mail, or is this digital, or both?
Oh, yeah, it's physical, and it's huge. It weighs 10 pounds, and it's normally the package that I sell for $1,200 when I sell it all, and I take it off the Internet. I really tend to keep this product off the market for long periods of time, but I'm putting it back on the market for your people because I know they're they're pretty savvy when it comes to marketing and copywriting. And there's literally nowhere else you can get this right now. You can't get this copywriting education from anyone else. And there's no better way for you to learn how to write truly world-class copy without the struggle. And even better than that, as long as you're in the United States or Canada, I'll pay for the shipping. And if you're outside the U.S., I'll basically charge you my cost in shipping. Remember, this is like a 10-pound package. It's $59 shipping. But you know what? I really want to make this easy. So if you want to take advantage of this offer, all you need to do is go to davidgarfinkeltemplates.com.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. Thank you.
That's the end of our interview with David Garfinkel, and I hope you've enjoyed it. For more information on David's copywriting templates, go to www.davidgarfinkeltemplates.com.